Fooled by Randomness by Nassim Taleb. Luck governs many aspects of our lives. In many cases, we let fate decide what will happen, yet we lose the essence of having total control over what we truly want. Life is full of parameters influenced by chance, and we can't resist sharing them. The astute investor who foresaw the crisis, the Silicon Valley prodigy who turned a concept into a powerhouse, the athlete who triumphed despite adversity. But what if many of these narratives weren't based on brilliance or foresight, but on pure luck? We often imagine success as a simple equation, the natural outcome of intelligence, hard work, or a sound strategy. However, Nassim Nicholas Taleb's Fooled by Randomness strikes us with a shocking reality. We live in a world steeped in uncertainty, where chance has far more influence than we care to acknowledge. The real problem isn't just that we minimize randomness, but that when we finally detect it, we distort it into something meaningful. We delude ourselves with after-the-fact rationalizations, confusing mere coincidences with cause and effect. This book serves as a wake-up call. Taleb, with his wit and unapologetic style, compels us to question what we take for granted. How many Wall Street brains are actually fortunate souls who still elude the cold mathematics of probability? How many of our supposedly reasoned decisions in life are actually pure chance? As you read these pages, perhaps you will begin to see the world through new eyes. Not as a chessboard where every move is calculated, but as a casino where most players don't even realize the game is rigged from the start. Part 1. Solon's Warning. Skewness, Asymmetry, Induction. Solon, the ancient Athenian statesman, cautioned us against evaluating a person's life before it concludes. For what reason? Since a lifetime of achievement can be erased by a single twist of misfortune. This concept launched Fooled by Randomness, and it instantly captured my attention. Taleb explores how we repeatedly misjudge the influence of luck, particularly when we form broad judgments from narrow experiences. Picture convincing yourself you've discovered the ideal investment approach, only to watch it collapse because you overlooked the force of chance. Part Y reveals the pitfalls of inductive reasoning and underscores the effect of asymmetry in daily occurrences. If you're even mildly disturbed by the possibility that randomness might be steering more outcomes than you suspect, then let's dive into Part 1 and investigate how luck toys with our perceptions. If you're so rich, why aren't you so smart? Imagine two guys riding the wild roller coaster of life, Nero Tulip and John. Nero's a trader who stays calm, sidestepping the madness of Wall Street with a sly grin and a talent for spotting danger. He's not rolling in wealth like some tycoons, yet he carries a quiet assurance that keeps him grounded. Next, there's John, the dazzling high roller who hauls in millions trading shaky bonds, basking in luxury until, wham! A market crash flattens him quicker than you can mutter bonus check. Taleb weaves their stories to reveal how luck can masquerade as brilliance, particularly in a realm where one misstep or one unexpected jolt from nowhere can turn everything topsy-turvy. It's as if Solon, that shrewd old Greek, murmurs in our ear, "Don't settle in too snugly up there. Fate's got a twisted sense of humor." Now, let's take a closer look. Nero's got this laid-back aura. He doesn't let the market's ups and downs rattle his mind, even when the heat's on and his serotonin's throwing a party. John, however, he's soaring on swagger until reality smacks him down, morphing him from Wall Street King to a warning story. Taleb's message lands with force. We're eager to pin medals on the wealthy and label them geniuses, but in a contest swayed by chance, that's a novice blunder. From Nero's oddball toughness to John's dramatic tumble, this chapter's a prime view of the randomness spectacle, where dentists might actually have it simpler than traders, and the real skill is keeping your wits while the dice tumble. A bizarre accounting method. Ever pondered the paths you didn't choose? Taleb seizes us by the scruff and hauls us into a dizzying game dubbed Alternative Histories. Imagine playing Russian roulette. You squeeze the trigger 5 times, nothing fires, and you swagger off like a victor. However, what about that 6th pull you skipped, the one that might have finished everything? That's Taleb's quirky accounting trick, tallying not only what occurred, but what might have occurred. He's shredding the playbook, chuckling at types like George Will, who see life as a tidy tale with a ribbon on it. Rather, he's insisting the true story hides in those unseen what-ifs, the crafty possibilities we shrug off since they didn't smack us down yet. This isn't mere intellectual banter. It's raw. Taleb dishes on a debate where he got trounced, showing how hard it is to pitch these odd truths to folks craving simple fixes. He's got this French buddy, Jean-Patrice, all polished and poised, clashing with his own chaotic, chance-fixated lens. Next, there's Solon, strolling into a glitzy nightclub in Taleb's mind, nudging us to swap the sparkle for some rough-edged doubt. It's a crazy trip earthquakes, spinning wheels, and a poke at secondhand smarts, revealing that the sharpest insights don't always click right away. Taleb's challenging us to sneak a look beyond the veil of life's disorder, and believe me, you'll be itching to check it out. A mathematical meditation on history. Strap in for a nerdy journey with Taleb as he unleashes Monte Carlo simulations. Picture them as a wizard's chest, churning out phony histories to rattle our minds. He's got this slick Euro-playboy mathematician in one ring, all lofty and smug. Yet Taleb's rooting for the gritty Monte Carlo gang, who toss dice to sketch out what could unfold. Visualize a trader's saga. One route lands him toasting champagne, another leaves him busted, same talent, different fate. Taleb's hooked on this gimmick, wielding it to rip apart the notion that history's some neat yarn you can nail down. It's closer to a casino pit, humming with luck, and he's out to show the past isn't as polished as your teacher claims. The thrill kicks up when Taleb conjures Zorglubs, strange tiny beasts jamming his attic. Each a might-have-been flicker we never spot. He's done with big shots who treat history like a sealed book, flashing stove scars and market crashes to shout, "Look, it's all a gamble." Solon's back, his loyal wingman, prodding us to distill the mayhem into snack-sized insights, like a truth bomb on your screen. Taleb's not just geeking out. He's hurling a Molotov at prim scholars, urging us to ditch the bedtime stories and tango with chance. It's cerebral, it's brash, and it'll have you dying to reconsider everything you figured you grasped about yesterday. Randoms, nonsense, and the scientific intellectual. Taleb's hosting a bash, and the lineup's a hoot. Scientists hooked on solid data, clashing with bookish souls who spot verse in coffee rings. He pulls off a slick stunt-a-flipped Turing test, where he revs up a Monte Carlo gadget to pump out nonsense poetry that mimics Baudelaire on a spree. The artsy bunch faints, digging for depth in the jumble, as Taleb's snickering since it's all pure chance. He's got a fondness for this disorder, labeling hotshots like Hegel the grand champs of phony wisdom. It's a face-off pitting crisp, sharp science against the hazy pull of drivel, and Taleb's wagering on the white coats to slice through the haze. The mood gets spicier as he swings back to Philostratus' retired dentist, that character from before who's swamped in market buzz. Taleb's riffing on how we mix up noise with meaning, and he's relishing every bit of it, spinning his own Monte Carlo lines like a tyke with a fresh gadget. He's jabbing at the science wars crashing into conference rooms, where lofty buzzwords try to eclipse straight-up facts. This chapter's a zany blend of mind treats and gut giggles, with Taleb nudging us to savor randomness's odd appeal. It's a reality check tucked in a smirk. Once you catch the absurdity, you can't unsee it. Survival of the least fit. Can evolution be fooled by randomness? Meet Carlos, the smooth-tongued trader who's got the globe in his grip, snapping up emerging market bonds like they're treats at a festival. He's riding high money, pouring ego skyrocketing, till 1998 crashes the party and Russia defaults, torching his golden kingdom into ashes. Next up's John, our familiar buddy from the high-yield scene, loaded with slick formulas and a strut that yells, "I'm untouchable." Plot twist, he's not, his wager's tank too, leaving him stunned in the rubble. Taleb's weaving a tale here that's as gripping as it is harsh, revealing how in wild, untamed turf like trading, it's not always the brightest who thrive. Often it's the gutsy, the clueless, or just the downright fortunate. He's got a gleam in his gaze as he suggests this isn't just a finance quirk. Evolution itself might be tripping over the same snag, letting random quirks call the shots. Taleb edges nearer, like he's spilling a bombshell. Toss out that glossy survival of the fittest spiel you memorized in class life's sloppier than that. He's imagining Carlos doubling down on a doomed vessel, or John grinding numbers that ignore the tempest looming. Evolution's no exception, he claims. It's not a smooth parade of victors, but a crazy raffle where a fluke twist can hoist the long shot. Those scarce, earth-shaking instants, like a market plunge or a cosmic collision, reshuffle the cards, and all of a sudden, the least fit are hanging on while the top dogs are dust. It's a mind-blowing spin that upends all you thought you understood, and Taleb's savoring every tick of it, egging us on to spot the mayhem lurking beyond the veil of progress. Skewness and asymmetry. Taleb's sporting a sly smirk as he flings aside the playbook and plunges into skewness, life's crafty habit of tipping the balance so gains and setbacks don't even out. Imagine a trader stacking up small wins all year, feeling invincible until one wild jolt, a market crash, drowns him in a flash. That's the imbalance Taleb's hooked on. The world's not a neat teeter-totter. It's a crooked monster where rare disasters can eclipse all else. He's mocking Wall Street's bull and bear fixation adorable tags, no doubt, yet they miss the real scoop. Next, he weaves a story of a cocky 29-year-old whiz who learns the tough way. Huge risks can lead to huger busts when luck opts to strut. It's a whirlwind of a take-away-forget averages, the medians where the grit lies. The excitement surges when Taleb summons a spunky kid tampering with an urn, switching black balls to skew the chances, just like life relishes doing. He's snickering at how we're built to overlook this curve, presuming it all levels off when it won't. Ever find yourself figuring most people are above average? Taleb's roaring. That's the snare. A mental hiccup brushing off the warped mess of reality. He's got traitors chasing meltdowns and scientists furrowing brows, all caught in this lopsided fray where one rotten day can outmuscle a string of golden ones. It's clever, it's biting, and it's got that spark that pulls you closer primed to reassess how the world truly turns. The problem of induction. Taleb's dragging us into a philosophical page-turner with the problem of induction, a riddle that's haunted geniuses for ages. He launches it with Victor Niederhofer, a trader basking in a run of victories, cocky as ever, until the 1997 crash swoops in like a black swan and flattens him. Taleb's got this spark in his gaze, giving a shout-out to ancients like Bacon and Hume, who warned we can't bank on yesterday to map out tomorrow past. Trends aren't a magic lens. It's a sucker punch for anyone riding hot streaks, whether in markets or life. That next toss might be a rogue curveball. Solon's lurking in the shadows, grinning, as Taleb spins this into a cliffhanger about how we're all fumbling blind. He's not finished yet. Here comes Popper, the doubt maestro, who turns it upside down. We can't confirm what's real, only catch what's fake when it flops. Taleb's nerding out, dishing how Niederhofer's bust flipped him from a gut-led risk-taker to a die-hard skeptic. Next up's Soros, pouring millions into upheaval and bold notions, and Pascal rolling the dice on the ultimate what-if with God. It's a tornado part mind game, part jolt revealing how this induction snag fouls up markets, science, even your next leap. Taleb ties it off with a wink to Solon, his sage old compass, leaving us wired. In a realm where anything's possible, gripping certainty is the quickest route to getting duped. Part the two, monkeys on typewriters, survivorship, and other biases. Ever come across the notion that if you hand enough monkeys typewriters, one will churn out Shakespeare someday? It seems ridiculous, yet it's a striking metaphor Nassim Nicholas Taleb wields in part two of Fooled by Randomness. This section really got me reflecting on how we frequently misjudge success. We zero in on the victors, the monkeys who allegedly hammered out Hamlet, while totally overlooking the millions of others who just churned out nonsense. Taleb dubs this survivorship bias, and it's shockingly widespread. Picture yourself aiming to spot the next breakout stock. Are you genuinely sifting through the numbers, Or are you merely dazzled by the reality that this one firm thrived while countless peers in the same field crashed? It's a true revelation. Eager to challenge how you view triumph? Let's dive further into the in-depth breakdowns of each segment in part two and uncover the sneaky ways this bias can toy with our choices. Too many millionaires. Next door. Meet Mark, a New York lawyer trapped in a drab office, pouring his heart into briefs while his wife Janet's out there dominating, swimming in corporate dough and Park Avenue flair. Taleb launches into this couple's tale, and it's a wild one. Mark's floundering in the slog, watching Janet's triumphs with a blend of wonder and pang. Yet, here's where Taleb shakes things up. It's not all about grit or brains. He's casting a beam on survivorship bias, that cunning trickster that shields us from the failures. We drool over the millionaires flaunting their glory. Yet what about the endless Marks who never snag a win? It's a stark, honest slap. Luck's dishing out golden passes, and we're too caught up ogling the champs to see the deck stacked. Taleb's not cutting us any slack. He's got a beef with tomes like the millionaire next door, touting the qualities of the wealthy like it's scripture. He's hurling numbers our direction, revealing how double survivorship biases bury the busts like a bull market, morphing every fool into a guru until the plunge strikes. Visualize a boulevard crammed with pros, all bloated from fluke victories, only to fade when fortune sours. Mark's plight bites, yet Taleb's grinning as he yanks the veil aside. Success isn't a merit pin, it's a lottery, and we're dupes for swallowing the myth. This chapter's a shock, a rugged glimpse at life's raffle that'll leave you second-guessing every self-made big shot you've ever coveted. It is easier to buy and sell than fry an egg. Taleb's dishing out a tasty tidbit. His lawyer pal snags a dream gig courtesy of a fluke letter that pops up out of the blue talk about a golden stroke. Trading's no different, he claims. You can jump in and shuffle stocks quicker than you can whip up an omelet. No culinary chops required. He's riffing on how figures fool us. Placebo investors surf a lucky wave, posing as masterminds, while the experts insist it's all about talent. Taleb's grinning. He's got regression to the mean tucked in his pocket, where today's hotshot fizzles tomorrow and the market's crazy twists run the show. It's a hoot watching him untangle this. Luck's the hidden spice, and we're all just strapped in for the spin. The thrill kicks into gear as he weaves yarns of flukes that'll leave you stunned, like a tennis match halted right as the market tanks, or the birthday paradox showing your small world shocker is just number wizardry. He's skewering data miners who whip up bogus victories, like backtesters sculpting flawless deals post-whistle. From cancer, fixes that tank to earnings buzz that dies, Taleb's on fire, exposing how we buy into mirages that don't exist. It's a zany, clever jaunt that grabs you tight. Trading might be a breeze next to scrambling an egg, but picking the true champs in this mess? That's a riddle that'll have you tossing all night. Loser takes all on the non-linearities of life. Taleb's pulling us into a playground where he's stacking grains tall bit by bit until, bam, it all tumbles down in a spectacular pile. That's life, he smirks. Small moves pile up. Then one rogue shock flips the board. He's threading this sandpile effect into trading, where solid gains can evaporate in a flash, or fame, where some nobody rockets past the crowd. It's all about non-linearities. Life's not a smooth ascent. It's a rough, erratic tangle. Take Bill Gates, Taleb quips with a nudge. Not the slickest programmer, just the dude who rode the perfect breeze while others floundered. This chapter's a rush. The underdog's got a crack at the throne when fate opts to stir the pot. He's not done yet. Imagine bird ends donkey, stuck between two haystacks, nudged free by a fluke push. Or the QWERTY keyboard, an awkward victor that triumphed because chance picked it, not genius. Taleb's eyes are gleaming as he plunges into networks, how one lucky break cascades, leaving the small fry behind. When it rains, the champs swim in wealth, and the rest are left clawing. It's a mind-bending spin on success. In this non-linear wild, the long shot might crash or climb, and Taleb's wagering you'll never predict it. This story's got edge, heart, and a wallop that'll have you rooting for the mayhem. Randomness and our brain, we are probability bling. Taleb's hurling us a twist. Imagine choosing Paris or the Bahamas for a vacation, your mind's fumbling, unable to mash them into one neat package. He's prying open our heads to reveal how we're built. Probabilities like an alien tongue we can't quite master. There's Nero Tulip, our chill trader, skipping ski jaunts because he can't nail down the chances of an avalanche burying him. Taleb's sporting a crafty smirk as he tags us, probability blind. We sidestep the tough figures and cling to vague vibes instead. He's tossing out head-scratchers like opting for a guaranteed getaway over a dice roll that show we're wired for quick gut checks, not numbers, and it's a hoot to see how awkward we truly get. Next, he rolls out the heavyweights, Kahneman and Tversky, psych wizards who map our brain fumbles traps like, I'm only worth my latest deal, that keep us guessing off target. Taleb's playing on our split minds. One's fast and messy, the other's deliberate and finicky, and we're hooked on the speedy track. He's got courtroom blunders where jurors botch complex odds, traders overlooking options because they're fixated on the surface, and media jesters think CNBC's babble or Bloomberg's bold blips dishing out static we gobble up. It's a tornado of chuckles and revelations, a saga that'll yank you by the scruff. We're probability stumblebums, and Taleb's the sly shepherd pointing out why we keep face-planting on the digits. Part 3, Wax in My Ears, Living with Randomities. Ever feel like you're sinking in an ocean of viewpoints, everyone boldly forecasting the next blockbuster hit? Part 3 of Fooled by Randomness, fittingly dubbed Wax in My Ears, Living with Randomities, acts like a buoy in that tempest. This section struck a chord with me since Taleb doesn't merely highlight how readily we're deceived. He hands us hands-on tricks for coping with it. He dives into crafting a kind of randomities shield, mastering the art of muting the chatter and zeroing in on what really matters. It's about embracing that we can't tame everything and forging a mindset that bounces back from unpredictability. If you're fed up with being swamped by data and crave a bit more calm in a frenzied world, then the in-depth rundowns of each chunk in Part 3 are your go-to move. Let's dig in together on how to smartly wax our ears and steer through life with sharper focus and less stress. Gamblers, ticks, and pigeons in a box. Taleb's giving us a glimpse into his trader's world, where gamblers' ticks are bursting like fireworks on Independence Day. Imagine him threading through New York's rough patches, sidestepping cabs, with drivers who butcher English so hard, it's a miracle they find their way. Yet somehow, their jumbled jabber ignites a jackpot trade. He's got these oddball habits creeping up, like avoiding specific spots or fixating on pointless shapes, and he's chuckling at his own expense. It's a wild mess out there, and Taleb's just as snarled in these petty superstitions as the next loony our minds are rigged to weave disorder into tales, morphing a cabbie's growl into Wall Street treasure. This chapter's a blast, a VIP pass to the bizarre routines that keep us chugging when chance calls the shots. He's not finished yet. Here come Skinner's pigeons, those feathered oddballs tapping at thin air, certain they're unlocking the secret to a treat. Taleb's edging closer with a smirk, linking it to his own workspace where he's evading the same snares no treat hoard, just a brain buzzing with static. He hauls Philostratus's dentist back into the fray, that hapless soul drowning in market clutter, to drive it home. We're fools for spotting signals in pure haze. Taleb's laying it bare here, copping to his genetic unfitness for this lunacy, but still slugging away. It's a zany, gut-busting whirl through our wacky quirks part mea culpa, part lab lesson, that'll leave you grinning and eager to catch your own nutty ticks. Carnitas comes to Rome, on probability and skepticism. Taleb's sweeping us back to ancient Rome, where Carnides, this razor-witted Greek skeptic, strolls in and turns the senator's world topsy-turvy. Visualize Cato the Elder, all flushed and flustered, as Carnides twirls around their cocky assurances, dropping a stunner. We can't be certain of squat probabilities our top card. Taleb's downright gleeful about this fella, dubbing him the granddaddy of skepticism, the guy who sowed the spark for doubting it all. He's threading this into his trading stints, where it's less about pinning down facts and more about dodging disasters with a shrug and a grin. It's a time-jumping joyride Roman grit meets today's grind, and Taleb's your crafty pilot pulling you through. Next, he shifts gears, hauling in Monsieur de Norpois from Proust's prose, this puffed-up waffler who can't track his own bold claims. Taleb's snickering as he probes how our convictions cling like tar, molded by fluke twists we hardly notice. He's got a poke for scientists grinding data in the dark, and a nod to Popper's patient culling of notions one at a time. There's even a tip of the hat to Robert Merton, who boosted Taleb's name ironic since Merton's crew later crashed hard. This chapter's a mind-teasing hoot, blending classic cheek with traitor's tenacity into a tale that'll snag you tight, leaving you eager to second-guess every fact you've ever swallowed. Bacchus abandons Antony. Taleb's dimming the glow with Motherland's departure, a French scribe who bowed out on his own clock rather than wither. It's a weighty kickoff, yet he's swift to twist it, molding stoicism into something daring, not mere clenched jaws, but a fearless swagger through life's tumult. He's tapping Antony from Cavafy's verse, ditched cold by Bacchus, meeting destiny with a calm tilt of the head. Taleb's in his groove here, framing it as a traitor's code. Absorb the blows, claim the chaos, and hold your head high. It's less about skirting the tempest and more about waltzing through it, and this eerie, valiant rhythm draws you deep hinting there's something fierce in tackling the unknown. He eases the vibe with a sidestep to Jackie O's send-off, those polished grievers igniting a spiel on staying slick when fortune fades. Taleb's nodding it firm, stoicism's his shield, anchoring him solid when markets tank or fate shifts. He's pondering grace too, not ritzy threads, but owning your saga, bends and all. It's a brief, potent, close to part three, smacking you right in the gut. Life's a rogue swell, and Taleb's banking on guts and flair to surf it through. This one's got heart, a subtle flair that sticks, prodding you to meet your own Antony crossroads with a flinty stare and a rebel smirk. Closing thoughts. Life is filled with uncertainty, yet we often convince ourselves that success comes purely from skill and hard work. Fooled by randomness forces us to reconsider this belief, revealing how luck and probability play a far greater role than we like to admit. Nassim Taleb challenges the way we interpret success, failure, and even our own decision-making, making it clear that what we see as patterns may just be random events strung together. Understanding randomness isn't about eliminating uncertainty, but about learning to navigate it. Those who recognize the hidden role of chance gain an advantage, not by predicting the future, but by managing risk and avoiding overconfidence. The real lesson of this book goes beyond trading or finance. It's about developing a mindset that embraces uncertainty and adapts to a world where the unexpected is inevitable.